This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. As cases of COVID-19 rise in Colorado, employers face tough questions about what to do if one of their workers tests positive. Tamron Trujillo of the Employers Council says people find out the truth when a colleague isn't at work, so employers should just be honest and reassuring.
Make sure that you have all the facts as an employer before you go to employees with any information about an employee who's under quarantine. Make sure that you have all the facts about why the employee is under quarantine. Is the employee experiencing symptoms? Were they in touch with somebody who was?
Trujillo says some workplaces are experimenting with telecommuting or even pausing operations. A quarantine for COVID-19 can last up to 2 weeks. Colorado College in Colorado Springs is asking students to stay off campus until mid-April because of the new coronavirus. The school announced Tuesday it is extending spring break by 1 week and will resume classes using distance learning. The move comes as the state continues to see an increase in the spread of COVID-19. Colorado College officials say they may close campus for the rest of the academic year. The ski resort company behind Steamboat and Winter Park plans to invest more than $200 million in improvements to its 15 North American resorts this year. Alterra Mountain Company will add more than 350 acres of skiable terrain to Steamboat, making it Colorado's third largest resort. Some of the invested money will go toward better snowmaking and the renovation of the Sunspot Mountaintop Lodge at Winter Park. Colorado's mountains have more snow today. Around Denver, it's sunny, breezy, and warmer. Metro highs will get close to 70 this afternoon. This is CPR News.